Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Today we want to look at prayer. Prayer that works. That's our subject today. And the Bible text is from Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 6. There it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand." That means the Lord is coming soon. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Why do you pray? Or why do you not pray? I expect that every Christian is praying. But most do not know what prayer is. Some pray the Lord's Prayer every evening. They think they have fulfilled their duty, but they have no connection to God. Praise the Lord. In most prayer meetings, only a few people are present. If prayer is so important, the question is, why are only so few attending? When a prayer meeting is announced, why do people just overgo it without thinking about it? They say, it's okay, you can pray, you can do the meeting, but I will not be present. Some people, they say prayer is boring. Prayer is a pastor's business. There are many objections because Christians have not learned the power of prayer. They have not learned to estimate the nearness of God. Prayer that works is not empty words. It's communication with God. Prayer that is communicating with God. There are hundreds of books written how to pray, countless prayer conferences all over the world how to pray, and yet, in spite of all these books and all these conferences, people are confused how to pray. What is prayer? There is no magical formula for prayer. Prayer is staying in communication with God. It's talking to Him, spending time in His presence, and drawing near to Him. We make requests to Him, we intercede for others, we learn more about His character and His will for our lives. As Christians, we are always in the presence of God. The Holy Spirit is in us. We are one with Him. Yet there are special times when we are just quiet before Him. Just quiet before Him and let His presence be felt. Lovers can spend long times together without talking, just feeling each other's presence. Knowing the person I love is near is comforting. We can be in the presence of God and just feel His presence. If you put everything out of your mind,
you can feel He's here.
The longer you are in His, in this quietness, the more you can hear His voice speaking to you. The trouble today is that there's so many noises everywhere that you cannot hear the voice of God. The telephone is ringing, music is playing everywhere, children crying, people come to your door, things that you must do now. So many things. To take a moment to be in God's presence is difficult because the devil, Satan, doesn't want you to pray. He does not want you to pray. Have you noticed whenever you want to pray, something you remember, something that has to be done right now? It's Satan who tries to stop you. But you can overcome that very easily. When you start to pray, take a piece of paper, take a pen. Whatever you remember you have to do, you write it down and continue to pray. When you finish prayer, you can take the list and do all these things. Prayer is listening to what He says. Prayer is submission to His will. Submission to God's will was a defining characteristic in the prayer life of Jesus. God answers prayer that lines up with His will. This is the confidence we have in approaching God. That if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have asked for. You cannot pray when sin is in your life. If sin is in your life, you cannot come into the presence of God. First, you have to confess and you have to repent. Unconfessed sin is a hindrance to be in the presence of God. Jesus also taught that prayer is an opportunity to receive strength from God to resist the enemy's temptations. Prayer keeps us tuned to the Holy Spirit, to His power and His guidance to resist temptation and overcome sin. The foundation of prayer that works is a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus told us to pray in His name. You can see that in John 16. That is to pray in the authority on the basis of our union with Him for what would honor and glorify God. Because Jesus is our great high priest, we can approach God's throne of grace with confidence. Prayer that works, the effective prayer, must be offered in faith. Part of praying in faith, Jesus taught us, is that we have to persevere in prayer, never to give up. And prayer is relational. It's not meant to be forced, but it should flow from your heart freely, openly, comfortably. So first get into the presence of God, where you can feel you are at the right place. You know God answers your prayers, which are made in the name of Jesus. A central part of prayer is worship and praise. When you start to praise, you are filled with joy. In Psalm 117, verse 1 and 2, we read, "Praise the Lord, all you nations. extol him, all you peoples. For great is the love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Praising the Lord is certainly something that all people should do always. So what exactly does it mean to praise Him? To praise is to express adoration and approval. We praise the Lord for His traits, for His works, and for His character. Praise includes the act of blessing, commending, honoring, thanking, celebrating, and rejoicing. We praise the Lord because He is worthy of our praise. Praising God has a central part in the Old and the New Testament, in the whole Bible. Most of the Psalms are praises to God. Our praise to God helps make Him known among the nations. In praising God, we extol His goodness to others. Praising the Lord involves remembering the things that He has done. In the Bible, you can read the Israelites. They always recited what God had done for them. We praise God for His miracles as well as for His judgments. His mercy and His justice are both deserving praise. Praising the Lord also involves remembering His faithfulness and His promises. We praise Him that He will keep all His promises as He has made. We praise the Lord that His love is everlasting. His love is everlasting. All people everywhere should be seeing that God is worthy of praise based on who He is. Based on who He is. God is to be praised from everlasting to everlasting. Praising the Lord is not a one-time event. It's an ongoing event that we continually do. Praise is a central part of worship to God. With praise and thanksgiving, the Israelites sang to the Lord, "He is good, His love endures forever." In Ephesians chapter 1, Paul is writing, "Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." He then proceeds to give us many reasons to praise the Lord, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Reasons for praising God include God's election and sanctification, His adoption, His glorious grace, His redemption through the blood of Christ, His forgiveness, His gift of wisdom and understanding, His plan for the future. These are reasons why we should praise. It says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, "Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise." A sacrifice of praise. Now, a sacrifice costs something. It's not free. A sacrifice is something we give. So sometimes it's very difficult to praise. And that is a sacrifice when we praise. So praise God, the fruit of lips that confess His name. In the first letter of Peter, chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "That you may declare the praise of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light." That you may declare His praises. All of us should praise the Lord continually. When you praise, you feel being lifted up. you forget to ask for things because they will come automatically. You can praise with words, with songs, with dance, or with actions. Praise is making you strong. And instead of seeing problems, you see glory. Psalm 34, verse 1, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. A further part of prayer that works is thanksgiving. Paul said we should bring all our prayers with thanksgiving. Indeed, thanksgiving is mostly forgotten. We ask God, protect me, be with me, this and that. We ask and ask, but then we forget to say, thank you, Lord. You protect me, you gave me, you did for me. 10 people with leprosy came to Jesus to be healed, but only one came back to say, thank you, Lord, for what you have done. The Bible is filled with commands to give thanks unto God. Most verses go on to list reasons why we should thank Him, such as His love endures forever. Thank God for He is good. Psalm 118:29. His mercy is everlasting. Psalm 100, verse 5. Thanksgiving and praise always go together. We cannot adequately praise and worship God without being thankful. Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 and to 18, short verses, rejoice always. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. Pray, verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. We are to be thankful not only in pleasant situations, but in the circumstances that we don't like. When we purpose to thank God regardless of what comes into our lives, we keep bitterness away from us. We cannot be both thankful and bitter at the same time. We thank Him for His promise that all things work together for good to those who love Him, to those who have been called according to His name, which is from Romans 8:28. We can have thankful hearts towards God, even when we do not feel thankful for the circumstance. We can hurt and still be thankful. Give thanks to God keeps us in the right relationship with God. We give thanks for always protecting us. We give thanks for saving us. We give thanks for all good gifts that come from above. We give thanks that even in trouble, He won't leave us alone. Thanksgiving is an attitude every Christian should have. Thanksgiving makes our prayers work. Prayer that works is not thinking about us all the time, but about whom we pray to. Prayer can be fun. Prayer is certainly strengthening, especially when you praise and thank. Begin to make right prayers that work. Get into the presence of God and praise Him for His goodness. Praise Him for who He is. Thank Him that He knows what you need and He will supply your need. Thank Him for never leaving you alone. Give thanks at all the time and praise His name always.
Thank you.